Andy Stanley once said, "Leaders who do not listen will eventually be surrounded by people with nothing to say." This is a simple quote, and it sends shivers down my spine. When leaders don't listen, soon people will stop sharing. The last time I looked, nearly everyone around me has something wonderful to share and contribute. Leaders who do not give a platform and position for people to share, contribute, and influence the future will likely be doing this alone in the not so distant future. Now, I want to clarify something right now. The download entitled The Open-Ended Personal Survey is identical to the download in the workload section of the course material. Now, let me explain. The use of this download in the workload section is responding to someone who may be in danger of quitting, or for one reason or another. Either through a survey or through your leadership intuition, you feel like they are in need. You're gonna meet with them for lunch, you're gonna seek to head this off through some questions found on that document. This would be a reactive use of this download. However, the use of the open-ended personal survey as it relates to the influence part of our course is a proactive use of this download. As they say, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Oh, how true that actually is. I don't want to like react to problems. I want to solve problems before they actually are problems at all. By using the open-ended personal survey with key leaders on a regular basis, you'll be able to make minor and small changes to stop problems before they get too big to manage. Now, my friend and author, Jerry Foster, introduced a profound concept that he calls vector changes. In the course of flying an airplane, like when you're like on a flight from say New York to San Francisco, the pilot will make like 1,000 minor course adjustments. A little adjustment here and a little adjustment there. The pilot is seeking to put the aircraft back on course over and over and over again. But here's the scary thing. If that pilot is off by 1 degree and he leaves New York with no vector changes at all, the airplane will be north of Seattle, Washington in no time. Minor course correction saved the day. In the same way, when you conduct the open-ended personal survey with different key leaders, you will be able to find out vital information in real time so that you can make those necessary vector changes and keep the people on this flight with you. Now, influence is a tricky thing, but I really think it does come down to communication. Now, once I heard a quote that it said, it went like this: people are down on what they're not up on. Let me say that again. People are down on what they're not up on. Your job is to help them be up on everything that you're doing and provide like a ton of details, as many as you can. I feel that if our volunteers knew what we knew, they would likely come to the same conclusion and make the same decisions. Therefore, it makes sense to let them know as much information as I can possibly share. To put it another way, where there is no information, people resort to speculation. That speculation likely will take the darkest possible variant every time. Provide your people with information and seek to lead with one ear to the ground and gain information from people. Bottom line, give your people a voice by giving them your ear.